Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me. Today is April 1st, 2019, and in today's show, we're going to talk about the retrograde planets that will be in effect throughout the month of April 2019. We're going to talk about Jupiter in Sagittarius, Saturn in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn. Each of these planets will be stationing retrograde throughout the month, and we're going to talk about what that means, both collectively and individually for you. So thank you for joining me. I hope that this show, as always, brings you good insights and connections for your own journey and for what you're experiencing in your world. If you're new to the program, welcome. This podcast has been on the air for about 7 years now, and you can find out more about me, my work, my teachings, and my help at mollymccord.online. That is a website for anyone who is growing their business as a healer, author, or spiritual expert. I offer you training, teachings, videos, and podcasts over there. And then I have my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, which is where you'll find out more about my 12 books, spiritual teachings, consciousness topics, and more. So just want to let you know where to click if you want to click around while listening to this podcast. This is the Monday show where we focus in on a particular theme, and then on the Wednesday show we talk about the weekly energies. Now, today is April 1st, and I have to tell you that I had a prank I was going to pull on you. I thought of this prank back in March, and now I forgot it. So the joke's on me, right? Because I literally can't remember what my joke was, and it's so fitting for the energies right now. Because we still have Mercury in Pisces conjunct Neptune, which is about forgetfulness, confusion, not knowing what's going on, not having any clarity. And it's an interesting backdrop to the sun in Aries right now, which is all about the new starts and initiation and getting something birthed, getting something moving forward. And yet this Pisces energy can feel like, I don't know what it is that I want. I don't know what's going on in my world or what I should choose. So there's something about this month that we're meant to keep trusting and moving through what we feel. The strong Pisces energy with Venus, Mercury, and Neptune in Pisces is helping us clear out our unconscious victim stories, where we have limited our perceptions of power, where we have limited the full story of what we were healing, forgiving, and understanding, where we didn't see something. And we've had this big retrograde energy that has been a doozy for many of us, and it's asking us to really honor what supports our power. And that's really what the Pisces energy of completion does, is it returns us to unconditional love. It returns us to what our soul's lessons are. It also returns us to our soul's gifts, to our spiritual gifts, to the understanding that there's things we pick up along the way, and if we keep rushing forward and we aren't aware of what we've been picking up, we can miss it. We can miss what's meant for us to integrate and be in alignment with. So I feel like the beginning of April is quite interesting. The energies are a little bit all over the place. We now have Mars in Gemini, which is a multitasker, which is very busy, which can get put new ideas into action. It's an action-taking sign. That's what Mars does. And in Gemini, we can feel like all of a sudden there's a lot we want to move through and get done. So it ramps up. It ramps up the energies. The other thing about Mars in Gemini is that it's the only air sign right now. And because of that, we actually have planets in each element. Mars in Gemini, three planets, Uranus in Taurus, Pluto and Saturn in the Earth sign of Capricorn. And then in the fire signs, we have the Sun and Chiron in Aries and Jupiter in Sagittarius. So we have all four elements activated right now. And that requires us to stay aware of how all of our energies are connecting and working together. Now, there is a strength in the water signs, fire signs, and earth signs. So the air sign, it's only that one planet, Mars, in Gemini, but it gets us moving in new directions. And the air signs are all about communication, relationships, talking, speaking, connecting. So it opens up those doorways. It opens up those needs to get something out of our head, to share it, to put it out into the world, and then to take action on it as we go. What I want to focus on in today's show, of course, are the retrogrades of this month. But I wanted to kind of lay some groundwork, if you will, of the energies of April as we get started, because it is not a typical Aries energy. And with the three planets stationing retrograde, Jupiter in Sag, Saturn in Cap, Pluto in Cap, our energy this month is in a place of reassessment. All retrogrades are about the RE words. Perhaps you've heard this by now. Review, reprioritize, reassess, reconsider. And Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are outer planets that work with collective energies, that work with what we are all experiencing together, but then also how these energies are working in your chart individually. And I just want to talk about all three of them together first, and then I'm going to talk about each one individually. What's fascinating about these three planets all stationing and moving retrograde this month is that they're all within 30 degrees of each other. Jupiter's at 24 degrees of Sag. Saturn will be at 20 degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto will be at 23 degrees of Capricorn. So they're all fairly close, within 30 degrees. And they're in the energies of what's happening in the world. What's the bigger picture? Sagittarius is about what we're learning in the world, what we're learning about what's different than us, what expands us, how we can see things differently, how, you know, something that was foreign to you, you're learning about, whether that's a belief system, a culture, a language, a country, a philosophy, an understanding. So Jupiter in Sag has been expanding our view of the world so that we stay open to that learning, that there's more to be curious about, there's more to understand, and how can we use this new information to benefit us, to be in a place of discernment about what is truth. And truth changes throughout our lives. It changes throughout humanity's different phases of growth. What is truth to you? And that can be different to your neighbor down the street. But we're looking at the bigger principles and how to learn about them, how to allow our beliefs about ourselves and about the world to be something that gives us new information. So Sag is about the world, and then Capricorn is about how we administer and take responsibility for the world. Capricorn is associated with how we structure a corporation, for example, how a government is set up, how we administer roles and responsibilities and who's in charge of this and who takes care of that. It's about the bigger population and how we can be diligent and disciplined about what needs to be done. So we have the Sagittarius energy that is more about learning and philosophical. then we take that knowledge and we apply it in Capricorn and make it something clear, structured, organized, and solid. I tend to think of the relationship between Sagittarius and Capricorn as a higher education institution. Sagittarius is about higher education, going to university, going to college, where you learn more, you get more than is typical, you choose to keep learning. And then the Capricorn energy is how the university is structured with different colleges, administrations, presidents, faculty chairs, professors, how classes are set up, how you basically take the Sagittarian knowledge and you put it into a structured form. So that's one analogy for you of how Sagittarius and Capricorn work together. You learn, there's all this information in the world, there's all this way of understanding something, and then how are you going to set it up so that it can be organized? So that's an idea of what's happening here between Sagittarius and Capricorn. And now we're entering a phase of retrograde. Well, the retrograde is when we then take what has been learned and we integrate it. We take a pause and we say, I've been out in the world. I've been working really hard. I've been taking in a lot and doing a lot. And now I need to push the pause button and take everything that's been happening in the world, Sagittarius and Capricorn, and sit with it and allow it to be reassessed, reconsidered, reprioritized. I'm going to take it in and determine what is my truth, Jupiter and Sag. And where are my real-world responsibilities, Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn? And how am I using my power? How am I being responsible with my journey? So we all collectively have these energies happening right now where we're meant to bring it on in to ourselves and sit with the information, the knowledge, the perspectives, and understand and choose what is true for me, what is in alignment with my goals, my path, my purpose, my mastery. So let's talk about each planet. Jupiter is stationing retrograde at 24 degrees of Sagittarius on April 10th. And it will travel back to 14 degrees of Sagittarius until August 11th. So Jupiter and Sag will be moving from 24 degrees to 14 degrees. And we are meant to be really looking at what has come up for you that now is in alignment with the truth of your journey, with the truth of yourself, and supportive for you to integrate with. It's like the understanding that there's a lot of knowledge in the world. There's a lot of information. What have you learned since Jupiter went into Sagittarius back in November? What have you learned that's really, truly right for you? And that's your definition of what's right. That's your definition of truth. And there's this, I'm getting the image of a hot air balloon that lifts us up, right? Like if you're in the basket of a hot air balloon and you're traveling and you're seeing the land from a new perspective and you're traveling, right? You're moving, you're understanding things from a higher viewpoint. And then the hot air balloon lands safely, and you sit with the new perspectives that you took in that you wouldn't have otherwise seen or known. You know, there's a lot going on in the world, right? And there's a lot going on that can seem like smoke and mirrors, or what's truth and what's real and what's fake and what's in alignment and all these questions. Well, this retrograde is a time of sitting with those questions to listen to your own answers, to give yourself that sense of, this is what is correct for me. And one of the ways that you'll know it's in correct alignment is that it lights up all your chakras. It's like that sense of yes, 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 yes. And it's in direct alignment with the higher consciousness of the planet. It's in alignment with the higher consciousness of what you would define as a spiritual truth, a spiritual understanding that supports you. Sagittarius is a fire sign. Fire signs are about energy, inspiration, enthusiasm, motivation. It's the seeker. It's the explorer. Sagittarius is like, give me more, 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 more. Well, when you take in too much, you can become fat and bloated and overwhelmed and unsure of how to digest it all. And this is a time of actually sitting with everything that you've taken in since November and understand what is truly part of your truth. Where you feel a really strong connection to what is bigger than you. And it is a spiritual, I'm seeing a spiritual rope, okay, like a rope that is sort of a tether, but it's not like you're a captive. It's like that strengthening of, this is my direct link to what I believe. This is my direct belief in myself. This is my direct link to spirit. And it's a reinforcing energy because, again, it's so easy to just go, go, go. Fire signs love action. Fire signs want the energy of movement. And the Sagittarius energy can also have a big ego. And sometimes with fire, you know, fire can burn, right? Like someone who has a giant ego, they can unknowingly burn people or destroy relationships or do harm. And it's like a wildfire that's out of control. This is understanding that true power can be found in a controlled burn, like a controlled energy where you understand what is right for you, but you're not looking to take out the world or burn everyone out. It's the sense of, this is where I have faith in me. And there's a connection to abundance with Jupiter and Sag. There's a connection to unlimited supply and prosperity. But in order for that to show up in your life, you have to have that strong connection to the energies of faith, trust, belief, and what is bigger than you. Okay, so that could be God, spirit, source, whatever you define it as in your life. But I'm feeling like this is where we take, it's interesting, like I'm just feeling like taking, okay, almost like taking that hot air balloon, and it's getting rid of the hot air, right? And you get rid of the hot air of what's been overdone, exaggerated, what's too much, too big, and you bring it down into, this is what is my truth. And so it's an energy of a filter. Filtering out what is excessive. Filtering out what is excessive. So look at where Jupiter in Sagittarius is traveling in your natal chart between 24 and 14 degrees. The house in your chart is the area of your life. That's the environment, the ways that this energy shows up, where you might look at what you've had on your plate and realize it's too much. I want to keep this, but not this. Or I need to just sit with something and really get clear about where my energy can go, where my energy rises, where my energy rises. Again, that hot air balloon, because it will help with the next liftoff, August 11th, when Jupiter stations direct. So we know that Sagittarius is about what we're learning, what we're meant to find belief in. It is the energy of hope. It's the energy of optimism. It allows you to pick up the pieces and keep going. You know, it's a very action-motivated energy. And so we have that going on for us. We're reassessing our belief in what matters to us right now. Then we also have Saturn stationing retrograde at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And this is happening April 29th. As each of these planets gets close to their retrograde, they slow down and their energy can be felt. Their energy can be even bigger. It's almost like there's rumblings of the energy. There's rumblings when they're slowing down to go retrograde. So Saturn is going to station retrograde April 29th. And Saturn has actually traveled pretty far. It's already at 20 degrees Capricorn. And it will retrograde back to 13 degrees of Capricorn and until September 18th. So from 20 degrees to 13 degrees Capricorn in your chart, you're looking at your responsibilities, where you've made commitments, where you have obligations, where you need to look at your time and how much you can actually do in a day. The Saturn retrogrades are always related to our work in the world when it's in Capricorn. Profession, career, what you're known for, what you're doing, what you're committed to. And we had Saturn retrograde last year, 2018, from 9 degrees back to 2 degrees. So now we have it from 20 degrees back to 13 degrees. And I'm just feeling like this has so much to do with really committing to who you are, not to who you thought you were going to be, not to what the job description says, not to what looks good on your resume. This is interesting because I'm just feeling so intensely that it's so important to be aware of your mission and mastery. And the Saturn in Capricorn is really getting you clear about your commitments to this part of yourself, this part of your life, and where your energy is actually strong. Capricorn's a strong energy. It has a backbone. It has discipline. It has integrity. It has responsibility. And it's willing to put in the time, effort, and everything that's needed to achieve a goal. So I feel like in this middle decan of Capricorn, there's this seriousness. It feels kind of stern, where when you're not, it's like when you're not obligated to other people, okay? When you're not feeling like, I have to do this for somebody else, but rather you're making commitments based on the truth of who you are. I'm feeling like this energy goes up the backbone, like the energy goes up the spine. It's like an activation, similar to Kundalini, but it's something, I'm seeing it as light spirals where it activates more of your DNA. And we're at such a vital time for humanity. And I've talked before about how the next decade is so big and so important for people to step into their areas of healing, service, mastery, mission, support for one another. How it's you and I supporting each other directly that is how humanity will continue to grow. And that it's working with other people that can't be duplicated, can't be replicated, that matters. And so we're each being asked to be very clear about what is in our energy fields. And astrology helps us with that, yes. Back in October, I talked about human design. I'm going to mention it again here. Human design is similar to astrology, where you take your birth details, time, place, location, and date, and you understand your energy at time of birth based on the neurons coming from the sun. And human design is amazingly accurate, just an amazing tool of self-discovery and individuation, meaning understanding who you are as an individual. I'm going to link to that show so that you can listen to it perhaps for the first time or listen to it again. But please know that human design is a wonderful way to step into your mission and step into your mastery, because you also eliminate what you are not. And we're all conditioned. We're all on autopilot. That's part of our society. That's part of how we grow up. It's part of our understanding of self, is that this is who I think I am or this is how I think I'm going to be. But when you go into your energy and you get these answers, you have these possibilities and doorways open that are actually your ticket to abundance and happiness and peace and joy. And I say this from experience, because it's made a huge difference in my life. Obviously astrology, but also human design. So I want to put both of those on your radar, because I feel like so much of 2019, friends, is that there's no messing around, right? Like, this isn't lollygagging and dilly-dallying and, oh, I'll just hang out and try and skate by. You'll get some messages from the universe if you're trying to hang out on the bench, because we don't need bench warmers. We need people on the field, and we need people who are at least participating, because there's going to be, you know, big changes happening in the world, and the more that you're aware of who you are, the more you're going to be in your power, in your mastery, in your place of choice, in your place of possibilities. So I'm like pushing you to understand all of who you are, because that is one of your gifts to yourself, to your family, to your friends, to your clients, is to know who you are. So that's part of the Saturn in Capricorn retrograde, is the seriousness of where we put our time, our maturity in how we take responsibility for our lives. Capricorn brings up where we have to work, and it rewards us for that. It's how you have accomplishments and achievements. It's because of what you've done, what you've created, what you've mastered. So this energy of Saturn in Capricorn is truly meant to activate I'm just feeling it as the DNA in our spinal cords and in our backbones. And again, I'm seeing it as like light spirals going up and around the spine, and that it changes your sense of self because it activates the dormant, it's like it activates the dormant DNA that is truly you that was shut down. It's like the programming wasn't activated, or that programming was overridden by another program, by another obligation, by something else that you thought was important. So it's also a time of deconditioning and stepping away from where you are moving in the world that isn't truly you. That isn't truly you. And there's a sense of, during the Saturn retrograde, which lasts, again, April 29th to September 18th, it's a time of putting your effort and energy into knowing yourself and knowing your mastery, knowing your mission, knowing your purpose, knowing. So now I'm hearing that some people are like, oh, Molly, I've tried this and I don't know the answers. So it doesn't have to be a job title, okay? It doesn't have to be, I'm going to be this in the world. It's an energy activation that is integral to who you are. And I'm feeling it as you can work in any job, okay, in any role. This happens for a lot of people. You can work in a retail store. You can be a barista. You're an electrician. You're anything in the world, okay? You can still be a conduit, a spiritual energy, no matter what you do. And you can be, for example, a spiritual teacher who is working in a bank. And what you're teaching and demonstrating is integrity, is forgiveness, is good customer service, is how to interact with people. You can be working at a restaurant and be a top-notch server or restaurant owner. And you are bringing in an energy to that location and that place on the planet that is of light, okay, that makes people smile, that makes people happy, that brings more joy into the place. And that's how you are in your mission. So it isn't simply a title. I'm also hearing that there are people listening who are actually really good teachers of forgiveness. And maybe you're in an office, or maybe you're working with the public, and you are able to share through your communication, energy, talents, forgiveness. You give people forgiveness. You offer forgiveness. You let things be okay. You're gentle. You're kind. That is also being in your mastery and in your mission. So please know, this doesn't mean you have to do some giant life transformation, although that is the case for some people, but it's how you share your energy. It's how you take your energy out into the world. This is Capricorn, how we take it out into the world, out into a place that's bigger than us, and how we are responsibly in charge of ourselves. You're in charge of your backbone, and you're in charge of what you do every day. So know that that's part of this too. There's this reassessment that it's a checking in of your energy, and how are you in alignment, like think of your spinal code, spinal cord or code, the codes in your spine, how that is an area of activation right now during the Saturn retrograde. As I've been talking, I've been sitting up like stronger. I'm even aware of my own spine as I talk. So you could feel that too. You could feel that as you walk, as you exercise, as anything you do, that the Capricorn energies are being strengthened. And we're going to need that strength. So welcome this energy. Welcome these downloads. Welcome the knowledge. Ask for answers. Ask for guidance. Ask for understanding. And then see what comes through. You may really be surprised. And now, last but not least, Pluto. Stations retrograde, April 24th, at 23 degrees of Capricorn, and will be retrograde until October 3rd, traveling back to 20 degrees of Capricorn. Pluto is the slowest moving planet. It is about deep transformation. It's about getting into the emotional roots of an issue, of power, of ourselves. It digs into our consciousness. It digs into our psyche. Pluto is actually associated with obsession and addiction and things that we spin in because we're looking for resolution. We're looking for a new understanding of how to move the energy. And Pluto in Capricorn is asking each of us to look at how we are responsibly honoring and transforming our power in the world and what that looks like when it's not outside of ourselves. So Capricorn is about the world, and as I've shared, business, corporations, government, authority figures, the policeman who has the authority to pull you over. Capricorn is about people in charge. And yet, we are each in charge of ourselves. We're each in charge of our power, our energy, our choices, our emotional world. And how are you managing that power? How are you allowing it to be restructured? Pluto is about our evolutionary growth, the soul's growth, the soul's transformation, that you came in as one version of your soul's energy when you were born, and you are here on a mission to evolve your soul's understanding, your soul's consciousness, your soul's knowledge and experience in the real world. That's especially applicable in Capricorn, which is about the real world, and it is an earth sign. And so we're looking at the grander timing of our soul's power and how our choices are showing up right now to honor that power. Because we're not meant to stay the same. Pluto is about the death, rebirth, Phoenix rising. And Pluto is now in the third decan of Capricorn, moving from 23 degrees back to 20 degrees. And it's a time of reassessing what you really are ready to let go of in your own consciousness that's been limiting your perception of your power. You know, just that little old thing. But it's a big deal. And Pluto's actually been moving fast in 2019 because in January it was at 20 degrees and it's moved to 3 degrees in April. That's actually pretty fast for Pluto. So we're covering territory from 2018, specifically February until June of 2018. That's when Pluto was at 21 and 20 degrees, so you could have some things crop up that were from that time period. But Pluto is also covering the territory from January 2019 until April. So we're actually reassessing some things that we've already been gnawing on and feeling, also that we've been observing and aware of in the world. And what's interesting about this is that we each contribute to the global energy field, and we each contribute to this reality. Now, granted, there's many realities happening simultaneously. There's many timelines. There's many experiences. And so we all kind of have our own version of that. And we're being asked to bring in to our timeline and our version the level of power that we want to further integrate, as well as allowing previous versions to die. Pluto is the metamorphosis. It is the allowing of ourselves to be more than what we can understand right now. There can be discomfort. There can be angst with Pluto. There's a sense of, it feels bigger than me. How do I handle this? How do I manage this? What do I do? It's something that we're meant to be aware of at a cosmic level. Pluto works with our awakening consciousness, which is that you are powerful in all ways. And it also works with our cosmic consciousness, which is that you are a powerful energy within a powerful energy system known as the galaxy, the cosmos. And so it's all interconnected. And how are you in human form upholding your end of the bargain? And how are you doing so with the Capricorn energies of integrity, responsibility, maturity, understanding that things take time, understanding that when you are truly in your power, that power extends out to include everyone. You know, have you ever had a really good leader or manager at work who understands that, yes, they have a role to fulfill, they have responsibilities and duties that they need to perform, but they allow other people to be powerful, to be in their strengths, to be in their knowledge base? That is a good example of Pluto and Capricorn, where you're not trying to shut down what other people can contribute or what they're here to do, but you're able to allow everyone to be in their power. Now, this can be easier said than done. Humans have egos, we have emotions, we have motivations, you know, those things that we want to obtain, and there's maybe people we don't want to obtain certain things. I mean, this is just a reality check. But it's understanding that we are creating experience. And when you can walk in the world with that sense of power in yourself, in, like, I'm getting the image of the high road. You know, when you take the high road, as the saying goes, there's things that you don't give your energy to, that you don't participate in, that a previous version of yourself might have gone into a trigger, might have gone into a power dynamic, might have done certain things, taken certain actions. But as you've evolved, you've stepped into a new sense of power and what your best choices are. And so that high road can be rather empty at times, because it can be easy to be sucked into the drama or the triggers or anything else. But what we're being asked to do during this Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is to remember that operating within your own consciousness, operating with respect for yourself and others, is part of the energy that we want to amplify, that we want to bring onto this planet, that we want to be contributing to and participating in. You know, Pluto in Capricorn is also about things falling apart and the restructuring of what falls apart. It's about the secrets being exposed, what's been behind closed doors being revealed. It's about really seeing what's real and what's not. And as I've talked about for a while now on this show, we know that that is happening. in ways that maybe aren't quite apparent yet, but they will be, especially when we have these July eclipses that are conjunct Pluto. This year we also have, I meant to mention this, the Saturn retrograde also means that Saturn is traveling with the South Node in Capricorn. There's a big energy of consequences, karma, letting go, like endings, things really being complete. And it's part of my philosophy that I don't use astrology for fear-mongering or trying to, you know, create fear. It's about being responsible. It's about being realistic and do no harm. Because the truth is we don't know everything that will play out or everything that will happen. But what astrology gives us are the themes, are the energy cycles, are the understandings of what it's time for. And Capricorn is about timing. So a lot of these retrograde energies is that it's time for consequences, karma, secrets, what's been hidden. It's time for all of that to be exposed, for all that to come out. And that can be hard because with Capricorn, we often don't realize until hindsight where we've been naive, where we have been naive to other people's motivations or intentions or their power needs. And Capricorn delivers in very clear terms the reality of a situation or what is meant to be known. And so these retrogrades are going to be revealing truth. That's Sagittarius and that's Capricorn. Truth in the real world. Secrets and information, knowledge that we need to know so that we know how to make new choices. We know how to then restructure and recreate what's needed. I did a show for you, a few shows, on the Saturn and Pluto conjunction in January 2020. You can find those in my YouTube playlist under in-depth astrology topics. And how it's a time of renovating a house. And you know, if you live in a house and you have to tear out the kitchen and then rebuild the kitchen, well, it's really inconvenient because the fridge isn't there and where the heck is the coffee maker and where are the plates? You know, everything is moved around until it's rebuilt. So that's a good analogy for this retrograde energy into 2020 is that it's a big internal transformation where things are meant to be gutted. There's sledgehammers that are meant to come out. You're meant to tear apart that ugly countertop. It's violent, right? It's like when you're transforming something and it's got to go, it can happen swiftly. It can happen in a way that it's abrupt. And these energies are big. And I feel like that helps with our expectations. It helps with our bigger understanding of what's going on in the world and in our lives. So April begins these retrograde energies. April is when we're going to sit with what we've been observing and taking in. And it's a time of allowing ourselves to come back inward, to come into what is true for you now, what matters to you now, what is your mastery, what is your responsibility And how are you honoring that? How are you honoring that? Saturn and Jupiter will also continue their conversations with Neptune in Pisces during this summer. And I have a separate video for you on YouTube that talks about that cosmic dance, also under the YouTube playlist, In-Depth Astrology Topics, that gives you some insight into what is being maneuvered, released, worked through, stabilized. When these outer planets are in conversation in this way, when they are in sync, so to speak, and working with us, they affect the collective. They affect collective energies, collective consciousness. It's stuff that everyone on the planet is aware of. And what, there's over 7 billion people now. So there's a lot of energy that's moving around unconsciously. But as long as each of us can stay aware of our own power and choices, then we will truly feel a new rising sense of self and sense of this is who I truly am and this is what I'm here to do and how I'm here to contribute on the planet at this time. And please don't compare yourself to anybody else. We all have access to the same energy fields and energetic potentials. And please don't lessen your impact or what you're here to offer, because it's very valuable at this time, and you as a soul chose to be here. We each chose to be here. We are the lucky ones, believe it or not, because we are renovating and transforming the world. And that is a big project. If you've ever done construction, you know how things always go over budget and past their timeline. Well, we're going to be working on this for a while, and it's part of where we're also in alignment with the reality we want to create and the reality we want to live in. Because even though these energies are big, you can still create your dream life, and you can live in your dream life, and you can be in this place of loving your life, knowing that these big changes are unfolding and happening. So it is a big time, and I'll be talking about these energies every Wednesday, and I thank you for listening to this show. I will see you back here on Wednesday, and in the meantime, I wish you many beautiful insights and messages that support what you need now. And thank you all. It is a joy to connect with you through this podcast and at this time. So I will see you back here on Wednesday, and have a beautiful day, evening, afternoon ahead. Take good care. Bye-bye.